Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Royals baseball today, a 3:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio, where someone earlier said, so it's National Carrington Day off. Yeah, usually so. I don't think if the game goes fast.
Yep.
He'll make sure Biggs here.
He'll make sure somebody else is doing his job.
So, yes, you're absolutely correct. That 3:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern's got you started at 2. The extended pre is fully underway today.
Right
and
now,
Cody
yeah.
and Gold will be broadcasting live from the ballpark coming up at 10 o'clock.
A friend of mine just texted me, my friend Tony, he goes, you guys forgot to complain about the grass seed and how the 50-50 blend is rigged.
That's a different day. We're complaining about food today.
My first response was, it is? Because I've got some of that 50-50 blend. I'm trying to grow a shade sun lawn. It's not right.
Well, which is it, shade or sun?
Some of the lawn is in the sun, right. Some of it's in the shade.
Depending
right?
on when the sun sets,
yeah,
you know,
right,
it's like,
yeah,
they are screwing you.
I'm just
right.
going to throw all
That's
the grass
true.
Seed I have
That's
there.
True.
The hell with it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You just overdo it and see what comes
see
up.
See what happens. Yeah.
Don't even.
I did
even.
Look to buy those green things you can roll out and just water the green turf, you know, and it grows.
What about the spray one? The spray
that's
paint
what
one.
I'm talking about. No, it's the roll.
Because I still want to do the spray.
The spray one. I didn't see that at Menards.
You know the one?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah, I do, yeah.
Where they're growing on concrete in the commercial?
Yeah.
I still want to try that.
Yeah.
Try that. But it's like $20 a bottle or something like that. You're like, okay, I better get this right.
Yeah, this rollout grass was not cheap.
I want to try it, though. I think that's the next adventure.
It's the next wave, right?
All right, I blew it yesterday.
That's nothing new.
We had a... We had a tennis meet yesterday. Coach Josh was in full effect yesterday.
You screamed. You showed chair. Up.
I was responsible for 21 teenagers yesterday.
Where was the other coach?
Well, he had the varsity. I had the JV group.
Okay, 21.
I had 21 kids
good.
Yesterday.
All right. Yeah.
Completely outnumbered, mm-hmm. right? And then being a parent, I should already know this. And so if you don't, this is for all parents as well. If you don't specifically say you can't do this, the assumption is you can.
Well, no kidding.
Right?
Yeah, that's parenting 101.
And I got totally burned by this yesterday. I made sure guys go to school in uniform. This is when we're getting out of school. This is the lineup. Make sure you have your... I even did
make
sure you have your rackets and your water bottles.
Your shoes.
And your shoes.
You really went through all of that. Oh
yes, you
God.
Have to. You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to, right?
Even in high school, they're still idiots.
Oh, gosh, yes. Especially the boys.
Yeah, the boys are dumb, man. Yeah. I realize it now. Thank
should,
God I've got
I
girls.
Should know this from parenting. I have to do all of this. Because last year, at the end of last year, somebody said, did you enjoy coaching? I said, yeah, I did. I'll probably do it again. And they said, well, what'd you like best about it? I can tell you what I liked worst about it is I didn't realize that I had 20 of what I already have at home and have to talk them through where are your socks and don't leave that there. So yesterday we're at the meet and I'm getting guys on their courts and you know, the rest of the team was sitting on the bleachers nicely. They were having a good time. They weren't causing a problem. Cool. Great. At one point, I hear a little, they're getting a little louder over there. And then they're kind of giving one of the courts a hard time. Our guys are kind of giving our guys.
It's all right. Yeah.
Go by and like, you know, what's exactly going on? And they're like, nothing. I'm like, okay, great. What's going on?
What's the real deal here?
And I look, and the two players that were on the court, I won't name you by name, but you know who you are. And we're going to go over today.
Chad or Brad or that.
Cletus ain't playing tennis.
No. Damn.
They were in the midst of their doubles match.
Somebody pooped their pants?
But they had ordered DoorDash.
Oh, geez. To the meat?
To the meat. And, of course, the other boys got it, and they were starting to eat it. So one of them ordered a gigantic pizza. Like a full, like the biggest large you could get.
You wonder why America's screwed.
And not just a, like, here's our Happy Meal, or here's the one, a gigantic McDonald's bag.
Like the grocery,
like the grocery size McDonald's bag, okay, and an extra large pizza during the match.
I love everything about this.
And
we've all lived. I mean, this sounds just like, can we order?
Because I didn't say you. No, you shouldn't do this because I didn't think I had to.
Well, you don't know what you don't. You don't know what you can't do until somebody does it. Then you know you can't do that, right? Like, why would you think in a tennis match where you're supposed to be focused on the event, nitwits are going to order DoorDash?
We're going to have the discussion of most of them play other sports. Would any of your other have you ever ordered a pizza during the halftime of a soccer match? No.
No.
Have you had one delivered between quarters of your basketball game? No. Why the hell are you doing it here?
Right.
So I'm having that one. That's the come to
hell yeah.
Come to Klingler meeting that's coming. But
can you record this so we can run it tomorrow on the show?
So I had to, I mean, part of me was like, damn, that's funny. I mean, you know, that was the first reaction.
Right, yeah.
And then it's like, oh no, I can't open the door for this.
No, because I mean, once that door is open, forget about it. I mean, they're going to be food trucks.
The two that were playing obviously ordered it. But then the other guys were eating it as a prank. Like,
well, how are these guys ordering it if they're playing tennis?
They apparently must have ordered it before they went on the court.
Gotcha.
Idle time.
But I will say, are you focused on the match sir?
And then, you know how school campuses are. I mean, there's roads in, and this is the bus route, and this is the parent route.
Oh, they're
route,
awful. And I will tell you, at Blue Valley Northwest the other day, if they got me on security camera, I went off-roading on your sidewalks because I was lost.
Right?
But it's ridiculous the way they have these parking lots designed now.
The other coach says, yeah, I saw it as it was happening. I didn't want to say anything to you. I'm like, okay. The DoorDash guy rolled right up to the court.
Well, good. That's what he's supposed to. Got a good tip, I bet.
And so I said, I hope you guys tipped him well. And I said, we did, coach. And I said, okay. And then a little while later, because some of the kids ate part of the pizza, so he ordered another one. And the DoorDash guy drives up to the court again. And I see him hand the pizza out the window. I go, you did not. But because I didn't say you can't do it, it happened.
Was that Dean or Preston who ordered that pizza?
It was, I'm not naming names. They know who they are. And so.
What about Willem? Willem probably
One of the other kids earlier had said, hey, coach, you bring any snacks? And I go, no. And he goes, why not? I go, because you're not eight. I figured that was a valid response.
No orange slices and
right.
Capri Suns.
So it dawned on me, I said that earlier. So like, well, fine, well, we're ordering DoorDash then. Like that, I had totally opened the door for it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So some of the parents are like, well, do we need to bring? I said, we're there for 2 hours. No, I don't think
Are we back to parents now cutting up orange slices?
And I'm like, if you guys want to, I'm not saying no, but you don't need to. You had lunch and you're at this event. You don't need a snack. You can wait till dinner.
Oh, my God.
So now today I have to have the discussion of, all right, DoorDashing's not happening again.
And then you're going to have to deal with the mothers who are pissed off that you're not letting their kids eat.
Then they can bring it. I don't care. You can bring it. I don't care about that part. But
you're going to have to take away their phones, bro.
I know.
And their tablets.
Oh, you take away their phones.
I
know.
That's what my wife said. She goes, well, you just have to collect the phones before the meat starts. I'm like, I am not doing that.
No,
I am not doing that. There is some idle time. I don't mind if you're on your phone or, but I just didn't expect that DoorDash was rolling up to a tennis meet. Like, hey, you might order a pizza here.
Yeah, it's not like it's a track meet.
He's on court four. Would you go deliver that to him, please?
Marshall, your pizza's
but even track meets, you know, that's, you know, the track meets are long, right?
Yeah,
you
they're 5-6 hours.
They're long and there's a mile time. But even then, like, that better not, you better not be doing that there either, you know?
Skyler, did you order McDonald's?
Yeah. So hopefully there's orange slices and Capri Suns today and we can get back to normal.
Hey, Brighton, your Wendy's is here.
We can get back to normal. So I too, personally, I feel like I actually failed. I actually failed that because I didn't say, no, you shouldn't be doing this ahead of time.
Hudson, did you order Raising Cane's again?
And the other coach, she was funny. She's like, yeah, there's nothing really close to here. I mean, that's pretty ambitious that they got that guy to come deliver it out here, and then they made it all the way to the courts. I'm like, you're not helping.
No. Parker!
You just think this is funny because it's not your team.
Parker!
He's so funny.
Your Chick-fil-A's here!
So, today, boys, you're probably already in school, but if you're listening on the Odyssey app, we ain't door dashing today.
From the 620, society is screwed. I'm with you.
Brad, your Bristol is here.
Did somebody DoorDash the Bristol? Oh, wait, you aren't in Leawood.
So, we got another meet today. I got to test myself again today.
Round two.
I got to test myself again today. My terrible.
You have your pregame speech
coach
ready?
/parenting.
Forbes, your kava arrived.
But it's not like any other parent, like your kid's going, I'm hungry. You're hungry. You just ate 5 minutes ago. Like, and then one mom, I started with one, she's like, I pack him extra stuff in his lunch. And I go, I know. And he probably eats it before 11 o'clock, right? Because that's what our kids do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Conrad's mom?
You have it spread out, right? Here's your lunch. Make sure you pack a little extra something because you got a game after school. Yeah, but I was hungry before 11. You know, sorry. Got to make it work.
Yeah. From the 620, make sure you say no DoorDash or Uber Eats.
That's right. Right.
Yes, you're right.
Or any of, any of the existing food delivery services.
Right.
Or your friend.
Right.
Your friend can't deliver it to you either.
Pierce! Got a pizza for Pierce? What's on that pizza? All vegetables, no meat.
I doubt it.
Pierce is gluten-free, so he needs the gluten-free pizza.
And then we had the kid who left with his parents because I gave him the out. You can go with your parents who are at the meet, and then promptly left his backpack with his computer and all of his school supplies in it. And then I couldn't get a hold of him.
Because everything was there. But you had, you were calling the phone and it was ringing in your hand.
Maybe. And I'm like, I am out of this one.
From the 913, LOL, my nephew is Hudson, but he's not getting Raising Cane's because he's a vegetarian.
There's a bold prediction involving the Royals that, while it would be bold, I don't think it's bold enough. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning.
The mailman, that's a good one. I love John Stockton.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
I'm reading the text line about all this food and whatnot and people went through to get food back in the day. And this one kind of sparked me for a little bit from the 785. I had a girlfriend that liked me way too much in high school and she would bring me food in the dugout and all of my teammates were jealous. This was 1999. Mm. And it got me to think about high school. There was this girl, Marcy, who used to sneak out all the time and go to McDonald's and get everybody cheeseburgers. And I go, how are you doing this? She goes, oh, I'd bribe the rent-a-cop with a cheeseburger.
Genius.
Worked every time.
Genius.
Except if it was the over-officious rent-a-cop. You know, you got that guy, right, who's like, he thinks he's important. Dude, you're like a mall cop at best, okay? So you're sitting there in the school parking lot. Just take the cheeseburger bribe and look the other way.
Didn't you always feel like they were watching?
Always, even if they weren't.
No, they weren't.
No, they were sleeping. Yeah, you look back on it now and you're like,
yeah, they weren't paying attention to you. It was all for show.
Yeah, it really was. Sometimes it wasn't even a real person.
We got a good thanks, coach. It said just thanks, coach. You're welcome. You're welcome. And then this one from the 816. This has all been really rich coming from the sideline reporter rating the snack table at halftime. Touche. Touche. So I said, I'll Uber Eats them some mayo dogs maybe for the meat today. Yeah, you're probably right. It was a little pot kettle, but anyway.
Well, whatever. Anyway. You're the coach. They're the kid. You don't do what I
That's
do.
Right.
Do what I say.
That's right.
Coach, you're the guy on the radio talking about putting mayo on a hot dog, and you're mad at us.
And a quick little 12 and a half time, you run up to the tunnel to go get. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Real rich coming from you, coach.
That's good. So CBS Sports had a bold prediction. Bold prediction, Bob, for every major league team.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the one they had for the Royals because it's not enough.
Okay.
Cole Reagans will start the All-Star game.
That's cool.
It's great. It's okay.
If he's starting the All-Star game, that means we're in good position. What do you want, to guess a record? That's lame. Cole Reagans pitching the All-Star.
I'd rather him.
I think they'll go 73-89.
Plus, I don't want individual ones either. I hope that individual one would mean that there is team success as well.
If Cole Reagans is starting the All-Star game, things are going well, I think, anyway.
I don't know. He pitches one every 5 days. I don't know.
But that means they're getting the attention. Like, teams that are bad, even if they have, like, good players, don't get noticed in baseball. They just don't, right? If you're winning games and you got players doing well, people will start to notice you a little bit more if ESPN allows it when they're not talking about the Jets over-under at 6.5 today.
What was the record of the Zach Greinke, the Cy Young team?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. You know what I mean?
Did he start the All-Star game?
I don't know if he started the All-Star. No, I don't think so. No, because I don't think their last All-Star,
Let me ask you this, though. There's
87 is the only time a Royals pitcher started the All-Star game. But I'm saying, you said, you know, if they're having great individual performances, it usually means a team. We saw it firsthand. It didn't, right?
Well,
it was
Greinke
having a ridiculous season, right?
But did they have anybody else on that team? I mean, I'm pulling up the Royals stats right now. But it was 65-97.
Right. But you had the best pitcher in baseball that year. You know what I mean? So it doesn't necessarily equate to that. I want more team. You know, give me a team bold prediction. Like Cole Reagans leads the Royals to the postseason or something like that.
Right. I see.
If he starts the All-Star game, that's a nice little tip of the cap to you for a midsummer game involving one of our players. I don't think that's enough.
Okay, so let's look at that 2009 team. The starting catcher was Miguel Olivo, okay? Miguel Olivo was the starting catcher. Salvi's better than Miguel Olivo, right? First base, your starter that day, Billy Butler, okay? I think Vinny's got much better upside than Billy Butler does, but we don't know. Could be one of the same,
I don't know
right?
that yet.
We don't know that.
Billy was good.
Second base, Alberto Chiaspo.
Stole base, too.
Yeah, he did. Alberto Chiaspo versus Robert Massey, okay? I'm going to take Massey probably over Chiaspo.
What if Francisco... Cortez
could be the guy. But I mean, that year Chiaspo hit 300. Uneski Betancourt at shortstop or Bobby Witt Jr.?
I'm Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah.
Tehen at third or Michael Garcia? Michael Garcia to me is one of the four untouchables that this team has. So
I hope that last year was the start of something.
Here's your outfield.
I don't know though.
David DeJesus, Mitch Meyer, and Jose Guillen are your outfield.
Oh, I really believed in Jose Guillen.
Yeah, we did. And Mike Jacobs was your DH that day. The team also
Mike Jacobs was an incredible 4A player.
He really was. 228 hitter that year. Your bench featured the likes of Willie Bloomquist, Coco Crisp, John Buck, a young Alex Gordon still playing third base, Micah Viles, Josh Anderson, Luis Hernandez.
I'm not saying, but it doesn't always
Ray
equate.
Finkel.
Playing in the All-Star game doesn't necessarily equate to that being a better team. It means that one guy had a really individual good first half.
But I think
I'm hoping it leads to other things, but that's not a guarantee.
No, there's no guarantees. But I think like what I'm getting at here, and people aren't going to like this. You're the Royals, okay? It's hard to do anything in the national spotlight because you're not the Yankees or you're not the Dodgers. It just is, right? And so I would think that it's going to be so hard for the Royals to get anybody in position to start in the All-Star game because, you know, Gerrit Cole, bum elbow and all, will probably get the nod over Cole Reagans. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Royals are going to have to be so extremely good, and Cole Reagans is going to have to be so extremely awesome for them to give him the opportunity to do it because he doesn't play on one of the premier teams in baseball that they want to push during the All-Star game.
I hope you're right. I was just hoping to see bold prediction would be, you say win the division.
Yeah.
Winning the division would be great. I'm not counting on them to win the division. Get in a playoff spot. Get in a playoff position. Make the playoffs. Doesn't have to win the division. Looks like you probably have to coming out of the Central, but be in wild card consideration.
Right.
I'd take that over Cole Reagans starting the All-Star game.
You don't believe that they're going to win the division this year?
I don't think so.
162-0 doesn't get you the division?
It does. Okay. I don't think they're winning the division, no.
You don't think they're going to go 162-0 either, probably?
I do not. No,
what a
no
hater.
I do not. I do
I
not.
Mean, come on, man.
I do not. But and I don't think they're winning the division. But can you get yourselves in, again, striking distance of a wild card?
Yeah.
Like legitimate where we don't have to squint. Where you go, oh, yeah, they're in the mix at the end. That'd be awesome.
If the Royals get off to a good start today, and obviously today determines the entire season, and if they don't win today, somebody better be cut or fired after this game. That's why you have an off day tomorrow to reassess.
Yes, right. To retool your roster.
Reassess your cut. They got to send a message. If you don't win today, you need to send a message. Cut somebody.
Retool that roster.
Right? And if the Royals get off to a good start today, then they got the off day, which always sucks. And then you carry it forward, and you're a couple of weeks into the season, and Cole Reagans is like 2-0 with a sub-3 ERA. The buzz will start to pick up, and if he continues to do it, the buzz will continue to grow. If the Royals continue to win, the buzz will continue to grow. So I think the way to get him to start that All-Star game, that means the way that I translate it is that the Royals are having some really
good
success.
They have enough pub to get him pushed there.
Yes.
Because otherwise, Zach Greinke didn't start that All-Star game.
He won the Cy Young.
He probably, I don't know, we'd have to go and look the box score. I'm not going to. But, you know, he probably pitched in the fourth.
Right.
Right. He wasn't the guy.
Who knows? Yeah.
He was probably the other guy. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are getting weird, and I love it. They signed a rugby dude. Awesome.
Yeah.
Why not have a rugby player return kicks or be part of the new kickoff system? I don't know. I don't exactly know how they're going to use the guy, but I'm kind of intrigued. Louis Rhys-Zamet or Louis Rhys-Zamet signed with the Chiefs yesterday. Rugby star who was entering the international pathway program.
Which is basically a free roster spot. So you go ahead and you take advantage of it. I like this. This is fun.
He's not on the surface. I was thinking, oh my gosh, there's a short yardage guy. Selfishly, I'm like, what do they need? Oh, short yardage guy. Can we, you know, that's fourth and one guy. Okay, cool.
And he doesn't wear a helmet because he's a rugby player.
So I know he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Sir, you need your helmet. I'm good.
I'm not wearing my helmet.
No helmet.
He's a tough guy. Plays rugby. I'm all in. They're a little wacky too.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
So the belief is it's going to be a running back / wide receiver. I'm a little conflicted though when I watch his tape. Because yes, I mean by his tape I mean videos posted on X yesterday. That's what I mean by tape. It wasn't an in depth thing, but
you didn't go down to the library and read a video like on this guy.
He can get when you get him the ball on the edge after five pitches.
Yeah.
To get it to him in rugby, you know, you keep throwing it to your neighbor. He has some breakaway speed.
I think the players in the NFL are faster.
But I'm like, is that translate to the NFL at all?
No. No.
Because you don't get to the edge. Andy Reid's a master at offense. Maybe he gets something where five passes then gets him the ball on the edge and he's open to break away from everybody. But his
I think you just actually stumbled on something.
His rugby video is pretty great.
I honestly think
he's got a nose for the end zone.
You just stumbled on something that I don't think you even thought of.
The Andy Reid five pass?
Yeah. Andy Reid's not bringing this guy in for the ability to play. He's bringing in to pick his brain about offensive tactics. What did you use in a rugby that we could use in the NFL? You know that conversation's going to take place.
I wouldn't hate it.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. You are going to see some sort of rugby play that a fan of what are the New Zealand All Blacks, like that's the big rugby team, right? You're going to look at that and you're going to wait a second. Andy, where did you get that play? It's not the 1927 Rose Bowl. No, we took that from the New Zealand All Blacks because this guy that we had in training camp that was a rugby player showed us this play and showed us what worked for him and we stole it.
Sure. I'm all for that.
Right?
They tried these new special teams rules, right? We're doing something different with the kickoff. All right, well, let's try to do something different. We'll try to steal something with rugby. I don't know.
You get a 17th practice squad guy, right?
Yeah, it's like a free spot.
Yeah. So if you're not taking advantage of this, you're dumb. You're just dumb. There's no reason not to take advantage of
this. Might as well try it.
Right. And so he also visited the Browns, the Jets, and the Broncos. And over those three, of course, you're going to choose the Chiefs. But, you've got a situation where you're getting a free player. And as we know in the NFL, they always complain. There's not enough players, not enough players, not enough players, not enough players. You got a free player. Utilize that spot.
I already told his agent I'm only playing for the Chiefs. That's what sources have said.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I'm not going to the Jets.
And they can bring him to the active roster a maximum of three times throughout the season. So
it's a
free spot on your board. It's your center square.
And if
on
it
bingo.
Works, great. And if not,
it's the
not,
Shadow Stevens of football.
So Louis Reese Zammit, who in one of the highlights I heard the guy say Reese Lightning, which I really do like too.
Yeah,
from Footloose. He might already got a nickname. And I don't know. Guy ran over the goal line of whatever we call it in rugby a lot of times in the videos I saw yesterday on X.
Or he's a guy that's so fast for rugby when he gets to the NFL, he's just like a guard pulling and he gets eliminated at the line of scrimmage. One way or the other. Yeah.
So he knows where the activation zone is, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. He may be limited to just the activation
zone. Or the landing strip.
But the landing zone he might not be in. I don't know.
From the 620, I'm thinking they're bringing him in to boost morale because I'm sure the Chiefs locker rooms are better than the rugby locker rooms. Wow, look what you guys have. This is awesome.
You guys have helmets and everything. We don't even get helmets over there. You guys have pads? Our team won't even give us pads.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
From the 913, Tush Push guy. Maybe you use him in the short yardage situation, right?
Oh, maybe.
And again, he doesn't wear a helmet, so he can't wear one in the NFL, they said, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. It's part of the international pathway.
He's like the Craig McTavish of the NFL.
You play under the rules you're
coming from
whatever you're coming
That's
from.
That's exactly right.
I think.
Yeah, he's grandfathered in. No helmet.
Yeah.
No helmet
so,
for you.
Five passes and get it to him on the edge. I think he's got the chance.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know.
I have no idea. And I don't care either. I'm interested to see. This is fun.
I'm all for
this
it.
This is great.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
And if
else.
He makes the practice squad, which he probably should if you got that extra spot on the practice squad, right? We're going to see this guy in a game. The place is going to go nuts. He's going to get some sort of touchdown that Andy created with some rugby play. Like, I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
You let the rugby guy score. Yeah, he told us about this play that they ran in New Zealand, and we're doing it.
Yeah. And then he's still on the roster late in the year, like week 14 or 15.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's playing quarterback
and
maybe he's the Mahomes.
And then
apparent.
He scores a touchdown or whatever. They're like, oh yeah, we've been working on this for weeks.
Yeah. We've been working on that since March.
Yeah. He's been down at the other end of the field working on this and we got it put in the playbook this week. So
from the 620, he says helmets are for putting food in.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy, they're going to give his cheese something. He's going to get loaded up with nachos at the snack bar. They're gonna be like, what are you doing, man? Like,
I don't need no stinking helmet.
Helmet. Goodbye, Creed. You've been replaced by rugby guy from the 620. Can he snap?
I don't know.
I mean, five passes, man.
I'm just saying if you go pitch, he is gone after that.
Yeah.
I don't know if straight handoff in the backfield, he's gone. But you get him to the edge of a really wide field and spread that defense out, he's got a shot.
You said your dad's in town?
Which is the hardest thing to do in the NFL, by the way.
You said your
creating
dad,
space.
Yeah, creating space. Yes. Because Dexter McCluster, we're still waiting
correct,
for that.
Correct.
You said your dad's in town,
yes,
right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
We've got family stories. Uh-huh. Here's one from my father this morning. Here's this text. This needed to be sent right now.
During the show, where he
during
knows.
During the show.
The show happens the same time every day.
Right, okay, every day, yeah. Same time.
Yeah.
Are your chickens at Costco in bags or containers?
Well, it was on his mind right now. So
he needed
send.
To know.
He can't wait for later to get you that.
He could forget that. It's going to slip his mind in about 22 minutes.
Send it when it's on your brain.
Yeah. I am in that mindset,
for it.
Though, now.
So what is the answer? Or what are your chickens?
The last I got one was last week. It was still in a container. They're moving to bags.
So the rotisserie chicken's going in a bag now?
Less packaging, you know.
Instead of the plastic?
Yeah, instead of the plastic container. Save the environment type
but won't
of thing,
that
right?
smear all the juices and stuff all over the bag?
No, it's Costco. They've designed it perfectly. You know they've taken care of everything. I can't wait to see the bag that it's in, right? Chicken in a bag. Who doesn't want that? Mm. But like at 9:30 in the morning, my dad's sitting down going, I don't think he's doing anything. Is your chicken in a bag or in a container over there at the Costco?
Hey, buddy.
The other part of that story is they've been to Costco yet again.
Yeah.
At 30 miles an hour.
30 miles an hour. Yeah, they don't even need gas anymore. They heard there's a free charger.
To save gas. The number's still, I don't like it. Still too low.
Too low.
It needs to be a higher number. Next.
Fesco in the morning. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
1730, I'm like, hey, what's up, hello, since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll, married to the money, introduced her to my stove, showed her how to whip and now she remakes it for low, she my track queen, let her hit the bando, we be counting up, watch how far them bands go, we just set it go.
Megan, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Royals today against the Twins.
They got their opening day roster announced.
3-10, first pitcher on 610 Sports Radio. Vern gets started at 2.
The, opening day roster.
Pre is underway. So, the good news is, right?
Right.
26-man roster includes only 7 players who made the Royals opening day roster last season.
Which is outstanding, I think, because they stunk last year. So why would you bring people back?
The season didn't end up great.
Right.
And you turned the thing over. That's a pretty big turnover.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So the only people that are back that were invited back after last season, Jordan Lyles, which, you know, give or take, Brady Singer, Salvi, Vinny, Witt, Kyle Isbell, and MJ Melendez. That's it.
Now you had some that came up during the year,
But from where we were last year to where we are this year, you've basically turned over the entire roster, which I think is phenomenal. Yeah, Cole Reagans is making his first start as the opening day starter this year. At 21 career starts, he will be the fourth fewest by any Royals opening day starter in history. More than Brad Keller, Ranelvis Hernandez, and Steve Busby all had fewer starts as a Royal before they made an opening day start.
Okay. He's ascended quickly. Good.
Yeah.
Especially with a couple of veterans there that you could have given the ball to.
You could have, but why?
Yeah. Some first-timers, Alec Marsh, James MacArthur, Matt Sauer, Angel Zerpa, Freddie Fermin, Michael Garcia, my guy Nick Lofton, and outfielders De'Ron Blanco and Nelson Velasquez making their first opening day rosters.
Yeah, Salvador Perez. This one kind of like messed with my brain a little bit. He's making his 10th career opening day start at catcher, extending his franchise record for the position. His 10 career opening day starts at any position are tied with Willie Wilson for 6th most in franchise history, behind George Brett at 18, player we're not naming at 15, Alex Gordon at 13, Hal McRae at 13, and Amos Otis at 12. Only 10 for Salvi. And then you think he did have that one injury where he fell up the stairs carrying groceries or something. And then he came up mid-season in like 2011. So, yeah, probably think about 10. Yeah. That's interesting. I thought it was a lot more than 10. I thought, you know.
Well, it feels like he should be in like the, this is his 15th or whatever.
Yeah.
Because what season's he in now? 12?
5. Yeah.
12 seasons?
Something
12
like
years?
That. Yeah. Yeah.
One, two.
Seems longer, though, doesn't it?
13, but missed a year.
Yeah.
with the injured elbow, so he missed that year.
That year he missed, then he missed the grocery bag year, yeah, opening day, and then, of course, he didn't come up to me. So, yeah, so yeah, 10. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I guess that does add up. Yeah. It does add up. So
5 more to go. He ties a guy who ran for office.
Every, like, projection still has – I saw an over-under set at 73.5, but 72 wins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, you have seven holdovers.
Mm-hmm. It's a brand
new
team.
You've revamped the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it okay to throw out, here's what they were last year versus, and just say, this is a team that you put together that looks like they should be competitive for 500?
Right.
And not, I don't think 72 and 90 is competitive for 500.
I think 72 and 90 would be a colossal failure.
Right?
Yeah.
At the end of it, that's not chasing. I mean, maybe you could argue if they did it for a while and had a late fade or whatever, they were chasing 500, but mm-hmm, that doesn't feel like you're chasing 500, which I think gets you in line to try to do something,
right,
or get within reach of something. You've turned over too many people for me to say, well, that's okay, 72 and 90.
You made the best analogy.
And spent too much money, really, frankly, to say you made all these investments and you're only get 72 wins out of this thing.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
You better be shooting higher for that.
But you made the best analogy earlier when you talked about Tyrann Mathieu, and I'm reminding you of your take and saying when he came in here, they revamped that entire defense and they flipped it on its head. Like, you can do that kind of stuff in sports. Like, we have been so beholden to the baseball can't excuses for the last 20 years. And really during the entire tenure of David Glass's ownership, we were told reasons why we couldn't do things instead of looking at ways of why we can do things. And John Sherman has invested money into this team, okay? David Glass never did that. And so we're looking at a situation where we have an owner that's investing money. When you invest money, you can change things around fast. But we've been so beaten down, Josh, as a fan base to believe that we can't win because we didn't win. And just because you didn't do something and you couldn't before doesn't mean with new faces in charge that you can't do something completely different. Q talked about the Giants a couple of years ago being 20 games better than what anybody expected. Arizona Diamondbacks last year. Even the Texas Rangers last year. They were terrible two seasons ago. They turned it around. They won the World Series. And so I just think right now the old way of doing baseball where you just tell us about all the prospects and lie to us about all these guys that are eventually going to come up and we can't rush people in order to justify jobs in Major League Baseball, like, those days are done. The expectation is if you're going to come up to the big league level, you're going to play big league baseball. And we need to hold these guys accountable. And I think that's what John Sherman would want as well, to see, yeah, this is what, we're not going 72 and 90. This isn't the old days where we just opine about how baseball's broken and we can't fix it. No, they went out and spent money this offseason. We should have expectations for them to be good. It is a much better team, a much more veteran team, an experienced team than anything they rolled out there last season. So I see 72 and 90 and I go, no.
They're not be.
No. No, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Right.
I liked Royals over 73.5.
Mm-hmm.
That was still a minus 120, but I like over 73.5.
Uh-huh.
Cole Reagans over 199.5 strikeouts. It's a lot of strikeouts.
Right.
He gets 200 strikeouts. That's an awesome year too. Plus 180. I kind of like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Witt Jr. plus 1600. To lead baseball in hits.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know, fifth or sixth best odds in that to hits. Those are some of my little bets that I kind of like. What about you?
I like plus 1,600 for Cole Reagans to win the Cy Young Award and plus 1,700 for Bobby Witt Jr. to win the MVP. And I like those because they're right at the beginning of the odds. Like, they've got some of the best odds to win those awards. And we haven't been able to say that really since Saber, Hagen, and Brett, you know, back in the day when they had the opportunity to be an MVP and a Cy Young Award candidate. We've got guys that can win the Cy Young Award and guys that can be the MVP for the first time in two generations here in Kansas City. And so that's what I'm excited about. I put $10 on both of those guys to win that. I think that would be awesome. If they're in contention for the MVP and the Cy Young, and we're talking about it all year, that's a hell of a season that we mm-hmm. had here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Question from the text line. No Massey, no Waters on the opening day roster. Michael Massey's on the DL with a lower back strain. So he is not starting on the opening day roster. And I guess Hunter Waters didn't earn a spot, you know?
Is he here too? I don't know.
I'm looking at the OBA roster. I don't see Waters.
Hmm.
Does anybody else? Am I missing him?
Well, then they listen by position.
Yeah. outfielders. Andrew Waters did not make the roster. Good. Mm. Doesn't deserve to be there. He's not there. Mm.
But he's not listed as a injured guy, right?
Not on the DL, no. I'm going through the list here.
322, option to AAA, Omaha. 322.
Oh, 322. All right.
So last week, late, he was optioned to AAA.
All right. Yeah. All right. So cool. There you go. Not good enough.
Sometimes it's hard to figure out who's not there.
Yeah.
Who's not there? So good eye by you. Cole Reagans gets the start on opening day. Matt Cotrero, Royals skipper, dropped by the show yesterday. He joins us each and every Wednesday at 9 o'clock for his weekly visits, but not heaping too much expectation on Reagans.
You know, what he did for us last year as a team and what he did to put himself on the map was tremendous, but that's all in the past, right? So we're living in today and we're taking it one start at a time. And that's what his mindset is. I mean, I haven't been around too many guys that are as driven as him to continue to get better, not only when he's pitching in games, but behind the scenes, the stuff he does conditioning wise and recovery wise and in his bullpens and his preparation and all that is outstanding. So I don't think it's fair to put a ceiling or an expectation. I just think that every time out there, he's going to give us a chance to win.
Okay, go do that. I think he's a key to success, not only this year, but in the future as well. Yeah. I hate to put a ton, but he needs to be an ace. He just has to. We've been waiting for that.
And the wait's the hardest part.
That young player that breaks through and is the ace. He looked the part, every bit of the part late last year. Got to continue. Waka and Luga, Tamir Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
They got this year and a player option. And we know in baseball, like, this year doesn't even mean this year sometimes.
Right,
you hope
exactly.
It means this year
you
because that means they're doing stuff. They're the rentals. I need Reagans to be real and not a fallacy, or I feel like you're back to square zero.
Right.
You're still chasing something you don't have, which is an internal guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I need him to be an ace.
Yeah, exactly. And if he's an ace and he's that Cy Young Award candidate all season long, I think we're probably going to see some good things here in Kansas City. Because you know Waka's going to be good. And you know Lugo's going to be good. They're not going to light the world on fire, but they're going to be good. And now with the World Baseball Classic nowhere to be found, hopefully Brady Singer can figure it out. If he doesn't figure it out this year, you got to bounce on that guy.
And but you got a lot on Lugo and Waka, too.
Because if
they aren't good, then you're
screwed you're if they're not
trouble.
Good. Yeah, if they're not the guys that you can rely on every fifth day to, you know, end a three-game losing streak or a four-game losing streak or whatever the case may be, like, that's why you brought those guys in to, like, end that losing because they didn't have that guy. And then losing begats losing, and then all of a sudden it's 12 in a row, and you're like, what in the hell just went on? And that ruins your entire season. So if you can have Lugo and Waka really step it up and just be those consistent veterans that you know you can rely on every time they take the ball and toe the slab, then I think we're going to be okay. I think they're going to be fine. I think it's going to be a fun season. Like, I'm not expecting a World Series this year, but I'm expecting a competitive baseball team that every night you turn on the game and you expect them to win. And we're going to see some growth in some guys this year. And I really want to see, for me, at the end of the season, if we walk away and Bobby Witt is a legit MVP candidate and Cole Reagans and Brady Singer are legit one and twos at the top of your rotation, And the Royals push close to 500, that's a successful season. But this 72-90 nonsense, get that out your mouth, man. Like, seriously, have expectations for this team, and let's hold them to it.
They made enough moves. It should be better.
Yep.
Should be better, better, better. It starts today. We get our first impressions on a lasting one with the off day tomorrow. But going to be a gorgeous day for baseball today.
Great day for baseball.
High sky, though. Be careful of the high sky. Because, yeah, it's a high sky today. Vern has your pregame coverage at 2. 3:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio for the Royals and Twins. Enjoy opening day. Cody and Gold are out at the K, and they'll be along next here on 610 Sports Radio.
There's a significant wind.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.